You're listening to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio, broadcasted every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on WFHB.
Hello, and welcome to the 36th episode of Hereabouts. We are here with Andy Pace and Jolie Beard to talk about their experience with adoption. My name is Molly Kai, and I am a freshman at Indiana University studying marketing, and I'll be the moderator for today. So before we begin, can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Jolie Beard. I'm a freshman at Indiana University, and I'm thinking about studying marketing, but I'm not quite sure, and I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
Hello, my name is Andy Pace. I'm a first year's master's student in the School of Education here at Indiana University Bloomington, and I am from Seattle, Washington.
So our first question is, when were you guys adopted?
I was adopted when I was a little under 1 year old.
I was adopted when I was 9 months old.
Do you guys remember finding out when you were adopted?
For me, there wasn't any specific moment when I remember my parents telling me. It's always been kind of something that I've understood. My parents have been pretty open about it. And I just feel like it's something that I've always kind of known.
Yeah, I relate. It was also something that I've always kind of known. I think it was very obvious that my parents did not look like me physically. And just growing up, I knew even at a very young age that that was just apparent to other people. And so there wasn't really a moment where I learned I was adopted. As far as I remember, I guess I've always known that I was adopted.
So our next question is, have you guys met your birth parents, or would you want to meet your birth parents if you haven't?
I haven't met my birth parents, but I think it'd be something I'd be interested in looking into. Maybe not right now or like in the next couple of years, but maybe when I get a little older, just to ask them like the questions why they gave me up for adoption, and maybe just to get to know them a little bit better.
I think for me, yeah, I would like to meet my birth parents. My adoption was a closed adoption, so I never got to know my birth parents growing up or got to know what they look like. I think for me, it's more of a curiosity of like what they look like, whether they look like me, maybe if I have any biological siblings that would look like me. So I'm just kind of curious about like physical appearances as well as maybe if there are little behaviors that I do that they also do. I think that would be just really interesting and also kind of cool to learn if I have that opportunity.
Then to learn more about your family, what was your family like growing up and your family background?
So my parents are white, so I've grown up in a very Americanized way compared to like other ways, but we haven't really talked about a lot of like Asian culture, but we do like occasional celebrations like Chinese New Year, and they do their best to like educate my sister and I about our background. But other than that, just it's been very not Asian.
Yeah, I relate as well. I think, so I grew up in a mostly white family. My mom's side is, some of my mom's side is Korean, but my dad's side is entirely white. Most of them are from here in the Midwest. And I actually grew up originally in a small town in Northeast Ohio before my family moved to Washington State. And yeah, I think it was very much like traditional like American family, and I didn't really explore, I guess, like Asian American culture until I came to college, really.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So more about how you grew up. What was it like growing up as an Asian American adoptee? And more specifically, how do people sometimes react when you tell them that you're adopted?
So growing up as an Asian American adoptee, I was adopted through an organization called CCAI. So the group that went along with my parents to adopt other children, as well as me, we've kind of stayed connected in my childhood. So I've hung out with people who've been adopted at the same time as me, and that's been nice. But over the years, we've all kind of drifted apart because nobody really wants to make the effort anymore. But I do have some friends that I'm still friends with that are also adopted, which is nice because we can share similar experiences and have that common ground.
How do people react when you tell them you're adopted? Okay. And also, like, is there a difference between Asians and Americans when they react?
I feel like for me, it's been pretty much the same, regardless of whether they're Asian or like white. The response is usually like, oh, that's nice. I feel like they feel awkward asking or like hearing that I'm adopted. But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I guess growing up, like kind of remembering, especially back when I was younger, when I was like in, even as young as like first or second grade, I remember like my friends would like make assumptions about me based on how I looked. You know, a lot of them, I remember, thought that I was Chinese, and this being like Northeast Ohio and in the middle of like a small town, like I was the only like Asian kid in the classroom. But I remember even at like 6 or 7 years old being kind of like confused, being like, all right, I hear my friends are making assumptions about me based on, you know, that I'm like Chinese, or I speak Chinese or something like that, even though I was born in South Korea, and also my family is white. And you know, and I think that's kind of like where it rolled in at a very young age. And I guess that sort of continued as I grew older. You know, I guess like there are all these assumptions that, you know, that I came from an Asian background, and I am familiar with a lot of the culture and traditions, where in fact I'm actually not. And also just experienced with, now that like looking back, were microaggressions, you know, like that I should be like good at math and all of that, and sort of like reminiscent of like the model minority myth. But it was also connected back to, I guess, my family, because, you know, those assumptions about my family weren't true, because I was adopted. So, and in terms of like how people react, I think it's interesting because a lot of people I've met kind of, I guess, were a little felt awkward asking about it, you know, where I'm just like, you know, oh, it's just, that's just my life story and where I come from. I also have a few instances where people, I think, just felt sad when I told them that I was adopted, and where I can kind of see that, because I think society paints adoption as something that is sad. In my experience, it wasn't. I know that there are reasons that my birth parents could not take care of me, and, you know, and here I am, and never really felt sad about that. So I think it's been, I've received a lot of interesting reactions from the
Yeah, I think you brought up a really good point with a lot of people make assumptions about like your family or just anything about your background, and especially with Asian Americans being underrepresented, and now you have this whole other layer of being an Asian American adoptee, which is just something even I as an Asian American don't hear very often. Mm-hmm. So being able to listen to this is really nice. So a follow-up question is, have you guys ever been asked a question that you felt crossed the line? And what kind of question would you guys find offensive?
I very much relate with that. I've also, I don't think I've ever been asked a question where I was like really taken back by it. But I've also had experiences where people refer to my parents as my adopted parents and my family as my adopted family. And I guess especially since I was adopted at such a young age, my quote unquote adoptive family has always been my family, and, you know, that's always been my mom and dad, and I've never seen them, you know, anything else other than my mom and dad. And I think that for me, I think it just shows that people, there's just a lot of maybe misconception about adoption in terms of like how adoptees view their family. I think for many of us, we view our quote unquote adopted family as just family. And even though we're not genetically related, They still took care of us and they still raised us. And I just had some, my aunt and uncle drop off some food just an hour ago, and just those things throughout our life.
What are some other like specific experiences you guys had that was tied to being adopted?
So for me, back in 2014, my family and I, we were given the opportunity to go back to China with some other adoptees. This was through CCAI, which is the adoption agency I was adopted through. And we traveled around China for around 2 weeks, visiting a lot of places. And it was a really great way to kind of experience the country that I was born in and kind of feel the culture and relate to the people who are also adopted.
Yeah, so I've actually never been back to South Korea ever since I was born there. I really, really want to go back. I think it'd be really cool to go back with other individuals who also were adopted from South Korea. I think a specific experience is maybe just one that solidified, the fact that even though I'm not biologically related to my family, like they're still my family. And that experience is like my family reunions here in Indiana. I have my dad's side, a lot of them are here in Indiana, and I remember it was a time where there's quite a few number of years between the last time I've been back to Indiana because my family moved over to Washington State. But when I came back for one of the reunions, I remember being a little bit nervous that, since most of them didn't know me that well, and I obviously did not physically look like them, that I might be maybe treated differently. But regardless, at least from my memory, that was not my experience. And I still felt like I was at home with them. So I think that just solidified the fact that to me, family is not necessarily like all about biology and genetics and all that, but it's about the people who care for you and are around you and watch you just grow up.
What do you guys wish more people knew about adoption?
Something I wish more people knew about adoption, like asking the question, like it's not an awkward subject. It just kind of depends how you phrase it. But since I've had a lot of people kind of awkwardly ask me and say, I know this is an awkward question, but I was just wondering, are you adopted? It's not offensive, again, just the way you phrase it. It's actually really common. So it's just, I feel people think it's uncomfortable to ask others when it's really not.
I think that's also what I wish more people would know about adoption is that, it's not, I wish it wasn't as like as much of a taboo subject as I think it kind of is, I think that it's just something that is much more common than maybe most people think. And I think it's just something that overall people should kind of, I guess, just expect as like something that is just very normal and also maybe for others, it might redefine how they see family. Maybe I think I've met people who see family as, those who you're biologically related with, and you might look like them. But I think when it comes to adoption, I think family kind of takes a little bit of a different angle in that case, where you're not where the genetics and the biology and all that is not as not interlinked in those relationships, so.
Yeah, those are really good points that I too like. I know there is such a stigma with like American culture and also with Asian culture, just being adopted. I think anything that strays from like what a normal family is supposed to look like is very, like it stands out. And it's nice to hear that having these open conversations is okay. So our next question is there a community, your Asian background or your American upbringing that you feel more comfortable with or more connected to?
So, growing up in a predominantly white community, I gotta say that I feel probably more connected to my American upbringing, like just 'cause obviously haven't really experienced a lot with Asian culture or anything.
I think this is an interesting question because I think before college, I definitely would have been more comfortable with my American upbringing. But once I went to college and I started going attending like Asian American organizations, student organizations, that's like I think when I started to learn about maybe a different identity that I held, that I've always held, but I never really necessarily explored. And I think still today, I'm still very much more connected with my American upbringing because, you know, that's my who raised me, my parents and my family. But I really want to continue exploring this, my Korean identity more in these coming years, especially as my time as a graduate student.
That's true. College is pretty crazy in what you can do. And to add on, I think Jolie being in the Asian American Association, could you talk about how, as a first year, how that was different from your upbringing?
Yeah, so I joined the Asian American Association at IU, and it's been really nice. I've got to meet a lot of great people, but sometimes they talk about stuff like certain Asian dishes or the language, and I honestly have no idea what they're talking about. And I think that it's kind of made me feel even less connected to my Asian background. One of my friends who's also adopted, she's also at IU. Sometimes we joke that we're fake Asians just because we grew up in a white family and we are not very connected to our Asian background, but we're both in AAA, which is nice. But I think the next couple of years will be a good way to become more connected with my Asian background and others as well.
Yeah, that's a really tough situation because I know when I go to China, I'm seen as too American, and then over here it's like you're so Asian. It's like, so what am I? And now hearing that even within the Asian American community, it's hard to find people who can relate to your experiences. So going off of that, what were some challenges and struggles that you guys faced?
I think mine is, I think, very similar where I remember when I joined Asian and Asian American organizations in college. I went to the University of Washington for my undergrad. And it was, yeah, I relate where I was, sometimes I felt just like I couldn't relate with some of my peers because they would be talking about a lot of cultural traditions or family traditions that many around them could relate with, but not myself. And I think like unironically, like learning about food was actually something that I was very indicative of my, I guess like my background growing up at being adopted because there's a lot, I had to do a lot of catching up in terms of learning about Korean dishes. And it hurts to admit this, but I don't think I tried my first bubble tea until I was 17 or 8. So I think that just demonstrates, you know, that I sometimes it felt like I had a lot of catching up to do, and it felt sometimes a little bit isolating. I think towards the end of my time at university, it got to a point where I just kind of maybe accepted it, where I was like, okay, I know I had a different upbringing and background than most of my friends here, but that's okay. I can't relate with many of their experiences or their knowledge on things, but that's okay because I also have my own set of experiences. And even though it definitely is tough, not discounting that, also just trying to find, I guess, the enjoyment in learning about a side of myself that I never really explored until later in life.
Yeah, I haven't really struggled with this, but it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. But kind of, I guess, a little bit about my identity, because I look Asian on the outside, but I don't really feel like it. And then talking, I have white friends, but I don't relate to them in certain ways. And then when I'm with other Asian people, I don't relate to them either. So it's been kind of hard to find people to relate to, but with my friends who are also adopted, again, it's nice to have like a common characteristic or background to relate to.
Next question is, what's something you love about being adopted that others may not know?
I think something I love about being adopted is, I think it's just given me some unique experiences that, even though not many of like my friends or people I can relate with, I guess I'm just still glad I have those experiences. Like, for example, growing up in a small town in Northeast Ohio, having a family that does not look like me, but still, you know, still loves me and treats me as family regardless. And also just being able to, I guess, like, just talk about it from, like, talk about, like, what, like, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, I think it's just really taught me that family is not just tied by, you know, blood, as they say, but rather just, like, you know, how people treat you and how people, I guess, like, support you when you need support, and those, I guess, that you turn to, as well as those that you turn to when they need support as well. And I think that it just, to me, it demonstrates that it goes, that sort of thing goes much more, much beyond like who you're related to and genetics and all of that. I think that's what I love about being adopted.
Yeah, kind of to add on to that, I love the experiences, but I also love, this doesn't sound cheesy, but the opportunities that being adopted has given me. My parents said that I came from one of the poorest provinces in China, and sometimes I think about what it'd be like if I wasn't adopted and where I'd be in life, because there's no way, like, being in the poorest province to get a really great education and just get to know people. A lot of opportunities have been presented to me.
We have one last question, and it is, what advice would you give to other adoptees or even your younger self as they seek to understand their identity?
I think for me, just one piece of advice is that it's okay to feel, I guess, lost in terms of, like, you know, discovering, like, your identity and, you know, that sort of, that tension between, like, your, like, maybe, like, your biology and, like, how you look and also, and your experiences and what the family that you grew up in. I think that's just totally normal to have that struggle. I think for myself, I think it's, for me, it's been, like, a process of just discovering this identity, you know, discovering my, how I identify with being Korean American, as opposed to my identities, which were instilled in me by my family. And it's still something I think I'm still figuring it out even today. And overall, I think that it's okay to take your time in terms of processing this sort of stuff. And yeah, it's definitely a process. It doesn't happen instantly. And also just like turning to others, trying to find a community. I know that's definitely harder because, you know, as we talked about, not many people talk about their adoption, but I also feel like if you have the opportunity to connect with people who have similar experiences, that's also very helpful.
Yeah, to kind of piggyback off of that, I would say finding your identity is hard. It definitely takes a lot of time. But then adding on, like, being adopted and then being surrounded by, like, a lot of white people and then trying to connect to your background is hard. So it definitely takes time. So don't, like, put a lot of pressure on yourself to figure everything out in a short period of time. Also, is there some way I can add something to one of the previous questions? Or is...
Yeah, I think...
Okay.
Yeah, just go.
Wait, what? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah.
Okay. So, to the question, how people react when I tell them I'm adopted. So, a lot of the Asian people I know have told me, oh yeah, I kind of figured that based off your last name. And then I don't really know how to respond to that. So, I just kind of laugh and say, haha, yeah, or something like that.
Thank you so much, Andy and Jolie, for opening up about your experiences as Asian American adoptees. I personally found it very interesting and like enlightening almost. And I think it's a very necessary narrative for us to hear. And thank you to all our listeners. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio, broadcasted on WFHB. Again, we air every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned for some more.